Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am the one and only Kenny Talk. Everybody put your hands together because you made it to Hump Day. Hump Day is here. Hump Day is here and you made it. So shout out to everybody that have actually been getting some things accomplished this week. It's time for another exciting episode of the Real Relationship Talk Show. We call it the Kenny Talk Experience. You call it the Real Relationship Talk Show. That's what you call it. And we here. And it's about time that we turn it up. It's about time for us to have some fun, right? I'm going to go and play, go to a break real quick. I'm going to play some music. It's time for an awesome, awesome show. Let's get in. Let's do it.
I have put zero and the phone is ringing.
What the hell?
Big, 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 big,
fruit, big, fruit.
Hey, attitude. What's up, baby?
Hey,
I miss you. Where you keep at? You know what I mean? I'm back, though, you know what I mean?
She dropping
you get out for with your boy, man. Slip away with me.
Hey.
Topic, everybody, as we go in. Today's topic is the person you become. They switching up in your relationship.
All day, niggas.
Let's go.
How long you niggas bop? All day, niggas. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, niggas. How many runners do you got on car? All day, niggas. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly. All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high. All day, nigga. Now already know I'm straight from the shaft. All day, nigga. Top, 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 top. All day, nigga. This shade, nigga. Chopping for the winner and the checks made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, the shit crazy, nigga. And you ain't getting money that you got eight figures. But at G's and P's, man, I been say, nigga. Just talk to Fair Con at Sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the 10, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Nigga still getting popped on the day to day. Yeah, I still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake DNZ like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have off say. What you, you a rigger
drive, ain't nigga. Ride around, listen to shot, ain't nigga. If you ain't with us, you in our way, nigga. You were acting, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Could you do shit to Broadway, nigga? Your bitch got an ab on my Broadway ticker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga. How long you ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly? All day, nigga. Take your P.O. How long you been high? All day, nigga. Post some here and over for my niggas that died. All day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the patch of the side. All day, nigga. Now already know I'm shaking the shower. All day, nigga. Chop, 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 chop. All day, nigga. I can do this all day, boy. Woo. I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. Woo. You know I still go wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. Woo. We in the motherfucking house.
Yeah. Check it out. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show, and I'm back. For those just joining us, today's topic that we're going to discuss, the topic is going to be the person that you have become, and only on Dollhouse Radio. Dollhouse Radio's own Kenny Talk, right? But we like to start the show off with what we like to call the relationship truth of the week. Now, the relationship truth of the week, for those that don't know, is just a post that we send out. If you guys haven't added us on Facebook as of yet, if you have not added us on Instagram, what are you waiting on? Instagram. At Kenny Talk underscore on Facebook, Kenny Talk DeMoss. Go like that page. Or you can just Kenneth DeMoss. Add that, you know. And we hit you from all directions. And I can't forget about my Twitter family. I'm checking y'all out right now. What's up, Twitter? Showing us love. Dollhouse Radio. Big anniversary just passed, and we still doing it. Shout out to all of my teammates throughout the week. Y'all got to make sure you come to blogtalkradio.com or go to dollhouseradio.com and, you know, look at everything we got in store. It's a lot going on, right? So we're going to jump right into what we like to call the relationship truth of the week. Now, these posts are things that I send out that I get a lot of feedback from, right? It's a lot of people be commenting on what's going on. They want to know what's up. Check it out. So, my relationship truth of the week, let me see which one I'm going to choose. I like to go all the way back and see how far I can go back and just select one and just be like, whatever. This is going to be the one we're going to go with today. All right. I'm still searching, y'all. I'm trying to see. Because I wanted to be a good one. All right, here's a good one. Here we go. The relationship truth goes as follows. It says, the thing that makes cheating so terrible in relationship is that many of us still believe that love should prevent it from happening. Let me say that one more time. The thing that makes cheating so terrible in relationship is that many of us still believe love should prevent it from happening. Yeah. What y'all say? I'm going to open up the phone line, 646-595-4038, and Facebook, however you want to do it. I want to hear what you think about that particular post, right? I see you right now. I see I'm actually posting in. Okay. I see you. Okay. I got a young lady that's saying, she says, Kenny Talk. Oh, you know what? First of all, thank you for writing in. She says, Kenny Talk, that is the sad part about it because it should prevent. And I still believe that love, it prevents you from, you know, cheating on someone. She also says that, and I'm paraphrasing, but I'm going to get your point across, baby. She says that if you cheat on someone, you truly don't love them. So I feel like the post should actually come from that perspective. Okay, thank you. Thank you. She says it should come from that perspective. So let's speak on it real quick. And then I'm going to go ahead and tie into the reason why I chose that one. So Kenny, talk. What made you choose this one? Right? Well, first of all, let me respond to baby girl. Thank you for writing in. Those that's joining us, it's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I see you popping in. I see you on Facebook. Yeah, we are discussing the person that you have become. The person that you have become. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Feel me on this one, sweetheart. Well, there are a lot of people that would agree to disagree with where you're coming from with that, because there are so many people that feel like cheating is 100% physical. It's just, you know, lustful. But when you talk about love, when you talk about the person that you are truly involved with, that you care about, things of that nature, there is room for you to give your body to someone else, but your heart to the other person. Many will agree to disagree in that age old argument, right? And we can go on for days about it, but we not, because we got to get right to the topic. But for the most part, it's sweetheart, the way you feel right now is the reason why people react and have always, but lately in my generation and generation behind me, and even a generation slightly before me, we take it to heart. We take it hard, man. And when you take it hard, what ends up happening? People do emotional things, or things where they're things that really cause them to regret in the end, you know. To have regret, have, you know, feelings of regret at the end. And that's the reason why. But why would I choose this post? And the reason why is because the person that you have become, I'm going to attack this from that angle as well. As a matter of fact, I'm going to start from that angle. Let's do that. 646-595-4038 if you want to chime in. If you want to continue to listen, you can do that as well, or click on the link on our page. But let me tell you, Dollhouse Radio is on the Real Relationship Talk Show. We're going to start from that perspective. Many of us allow what people have done to us or the actions of another person. We allow that to change who we are. We allow that to make us become somebody new. You hear it all the time. People build up walls, you know. People start doing things totally different. People don't date a certain type of person because of the way they look, not really knowing much about them because of what somebody else did. So for the most part, when you allow that to happen, that is a form of weakness. And I got to say that. And I'm saying that because I want y'all to feel me. I don't want y'all to get mad at me or nothing like that, because I'm speaking from the heart. I want all my ladies to know that these shows that I write, that I put together, the perspective that I come from, the post, the quotes, everything that I do is out of love. I want everyone to know that right now. Fellas, I need y'all to feel me on this, you know. If you don't, it don't matter, because I'm here to provide a platform, because I want to basically dish out love. I want to dish out awareness. Right, and that's how we do it. So let me jump on in. The reason why we would do this is the reason I would choose that is because we got to get to a point to where we don't allow another person's actions or lack thereof to prevent us from becoming the person that we want to be. You know, there are so many people that are bitter people right now. They think negative. They don't have the positive energy that I send out every day on Facebook. You know, for those that follow, y'all know what I'm talking about. When I send that positive energy out, they don't feel that, you know, and they don't feel it because of how they were treated. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you should overlook the way you've been treated in a relationship. I'm not saying that the person is not wrong for treating you the way they treated you. No shape, form, or fashion am I saying that. But what I am saying is that we got to take control. We got to take control of the outcome. We got to take control of, you know, we got to take control of how it makes us feel, how it makes us act, the behaviors that we implement, the things that we say out of our mouth, because the things that you say out of your mouth dictates what comes back to you in the universe. And there are so many people, like, you know, we're going to do the keeping it real letter at the break. There are so many people that get treated a certain way and they speak nothing but negativity. They speak nothing but misery back out of their mouths, and the universe spit it right back at you. And they wonder why they can't get ahead, right? In misery, bitterness, frustration, anger, you know, all of this starts to rip away at your beauty. It starts to show in your face. It starts to show in your hair, you know, your eyes, your skin. And you become a hideous looking person, all because that's what you keep spewing out into the universe. So that's a word from Kenny Talk. So when we talk about the person that you have become, there are a lot of women that are walking around the dating scene right now. They are walking around the dating scene right now, and people are fleeing away from them. Men are walking up on them. They're getting this feeling from you, or they're feeling this vibe from you, and they see that you are a load of negative baggage. But when they look down at your body, they say, oh, she's kind of hot. So you know what I'll do? You know what we do. We'll just take the sex and then keep it moving. And women wonder why this is continuously happening to me. It's because of the fact that you haven't made a change within. You've allowed what you've gone through to turn you into the person that you are right now. You allow some guy or girl, however you want to put it, their behaviors or lack thereof to turn you into the person that you are today. And the person that you are today continues to spew out this ugliness, this bitterness, this frustration, this anger into your life, into the world, into the universe. And the universe spit it right back at you. And everything that comes to you from that perspective. You know what, ladies, tonight, this is about us. All of the ladies that's listening and me. I'm going to give it to you for real. Now, remember, the Kenny Talk Experience, which is what we call the Real Relationship Talk Show, we have real talk over real topics. But unlike everybody else, we're going to give you some real solutions. So the solutions is in the message that I'm giving you guys. Let me go to Facebook real quick. What you got for me? What you got for me? Shout out to the young lady that's speaking on it. She says that she can relate to this because one of her best friends can't seem to get ahead when it comes to dating. She doesn't realize that everything that comes out of her mouth about guys are so negative, yet and still when she meets guys, she expects them to really like her. Wow. Thank you for writing in. I appreciate that. What do y'all say about that, y'all? How y'all feel about that? This is real talk. You know, we want, a lot of women want men in their lives. A lot of women want a man to cherish them, to love them the way they want to be loved. That's what they want. But you have to understand, ladies, the person that you have allowed yourself to become because of someone else's actions, someone else's words, you know, someone else's shortcoming. It's making you the person that you are, and the person that you are is not an attractive person, even if you are attractive on the outside. Guys are going to continue to come in, get what they want, and keep it moving. Because guess what? You're not at a happy place. All right, so that's one of my points that I wanted to make tonight. Thank you for writing in. But let me, you know what? Here's the next point that I'm going to make. Everybody have a past. Right? Everybody got things that I would say when you take somebody out on a date or you go on a date with a guy and you hanging out with him for the first time, we all got certain things that we're not going to tell that person tonight, that day, that night. These are things that we might see as unfortunate. These are things that we might see as unattractive or something that will throw what we like to call a monkey wrench in a great evening. Right? Right? So for an example, ladies, I know you wouldn't tell a guy that you're hitting it off with over a date, having a great time with, oh, by the way, it was my attitude that ran every guy away that I've ever dated. So you wouldn't just say that. Even if you knew that to be the truth, you wouldn't say it. There are a lot of other things, a lot of other examples we can come up with. But for the most part, do you guys agree? You are not going to say certain things. And when you don't say certain things, you push them to the side. You act a certain way. You're on your best, guys are on their best behavior during the first few dates. You have to understand this. All of that is a ploy to create a great environment that you would want to be in as the person that they're dating. If you're a woman, you want to create a great environment that will make that guy want to walk in and be in with you. Fellas, you want to create a great environment that when this lady first walks in, she gets a comfortable feeling like, I'm home. I'm chilling. I ain't going nowhere. Right? But the sad part about it is that there are so many people that do that. But what we don't realize is all of the people that do that, you're setting a false expectation. You're setting a false expectation. I need you to know that. But for the most part, I know from a guy perspective, we think we're just being nice. We think we're just being respectful. We think we're just, you know, we think we are laying out the red carpet for our woman or this woman that we like or we date. Ladies feel like they just catering to the man. Ladies feel like they just making a soft space that guy will want to be able to kick it in. You know? But the sad part about it is that if that's really not you, you run the risk. Let me say it again. If that's really not you, you run the risk of unconsciously reverting back to who you really are after the person you're dating decides to make you an item or, you know, decides to be with you. You run the risk of unconsciously reverting back to who you are. And when you do that, that person's perception of you is going to be, well, you started off one way, and now you're flip-flopping on me. That's what's happening right now. You are setting up the flip-flop because you're going to revert back to your comfort zone. And when you revert back to your comfort zone, and your comfort zone does not, I repeat, does not include all of those things or the few things that you brought to the table to hook that person that you're with, then you've done them and yourself a disservice. That's what just happened. Right? Everybody got problems. Everybody got issues. Nobody talks about them up front. We all try to be on our best behavior. We all try to put forth, bring forth a representative to represent who we want to be, who we wish to be, who we hope to be, however you want to look at it, you know. But if it's not you, that's what's happening. So let me flip it a little bit. So I gave you guys a visual of what happens when you run the risk of flip-flopping. I need the person on the outside looking in that thinks you're flip-flopping to understand that that's really not what you're doing. You're not starting off one way and then changing to be someone else, right? People always say, you did a whole 180. First you started off like this, but now you're like this. First you said you were like this, you were about this, but you're really about this, right? So understand that they're not flip-flopping. The only thing that they're doing is they're trying to be on to put their best foot forward, be on their best behavior to make a comfortable environment that you would want to be in around. I think if you're on the outside looking in, I think you have to be mature enough to understand that this is happening. You know why? Because after a while, I mean, you're gonna find out everybody does the same thing. You know, everybody does the same thing. You do the same thing. So you can't accuse them of flip-flopping. You have to understand that this is the way it is. We're just putting our best foot forward up front. I realize I got some shortcomings. I got some issues. I got things that may not be as attractive about me up front. I'm going to put all my attractive features first. And that's the way it go. Those that are just joining us, it's the Real Relationship Talk Show. Kenny Talk Experience on Dollhouse Radio. And we are talking about the person that you have become. We spoke about it from two different perspectives. When you allow hurt, you know, when you allow despair, pain, or what someone else puts you through to turn you into a monster, right? When you start off trying to put your best foot forward, you keep certain things away from you keep certain things away from the person that you're dating, only to later unconsciously revert back to who you are. And that person feel like you're flip-flopping, right? So let's talk about it from the guy's perspective. A lot of guys are out here trying to be so-called players. You know, they're breaking hearts because a woman somewhere broke their heart. A guy tried to do right by a certain woman, and she cheated on him. A guy deleted all the numbers out of his phone to just be with one person, only to have her step out on him. Right? So now he's saying, to hell with every woman's feelings. I'm going to be out here just for the sex, to get the sex from you any way I can, whether I have to lie, cheat, steal, beg, borrow. You know, I will pull the wool over your eyes for sex. That's what's happening right now. They will do that. But for the most part, fellas, if you are this type of individual, then you are a weak individual. You are a weakling. Let's embrace it. Let's embrace the fact that I'm weak. Because you know what? In some shape, form, or fashion, we've all been there before, men and women. We've all felt weak, but it's time to be strong because the Kenny Talk Experience is here. It's time to be strong. It's time to identify these things. So if you are a guy and you are a player you notice I said trying to be a player, because those you guys that decide after you've gotten hurt that you're going to be a dog now, it's not in you. You know, you're not a player. Well, put it like this. You're not a player. You're actually you're being a dog, literally. That's what you are, because you're just dogging people out. You're being a dog, you know, and it's not fair for the person, the next person. And for the most part, fellas, what you have to do, yeah, I'm finna get down on the fellas tonight. What y'all got to, what we got to do, now I'm in there too. What we got to understand is that when you decide to settle down with a young lady and you decide to make her your only one, you're focused on pleasing her 100%. If she decides that, hey, there's this other guy that I like, and she's talking to, texting, sexting, or spending time with, or even, you know, at one point, you know, have had sex with this guy. One thing that we do is at that point is we play the victim. See, I tried to do right. You know, I tried to be a good man. But then, you know, my heart got stomped on. You know, I tried to be good. But what you don't look at, fellas, is what we don't look at, man, is think about all the people. Think about all the women that we have misled. Now, this is intentionally or unintentionally. At the end of the day, somebody, some woman had a perception of you at one point that had a perception of you that was unfavorable. They had a perception of you that you were a dog, that you were inconsiderate, that you were selfish, that you were all these things, a cheater, all these, right? That's what you were. You have to respect their perception of you the same way you have to check your perception of that woman that does you the same way. And the reason, now you notice I didn't say respect your perception. I said check your perception. You can't curse this woman. You can't dog this woman out, you know, because she did that to you when you've done that to others. Because you're on the outside looking in. We all got skin in the game. And whenever you run into a situation like that, believe me, there's something that you could have did differently. All right. We're going to get ready to go to a break. I got another point I want to touch on, right? And then we're going to do the keeping it real letter. The keeping it real letter got to go down, y'all. The keeping it real letter got to go down. And we're going to, that's a letter where we send, I'm sorry, that people send in. They either email it to kennytalk69@gmail.com. You can do this. Or what they do is they send it to. Or you know where they send it to? They send it to on Facebook. They get at me on Facebook. You can inbox me on Facebook if you want. Whatever you want. You know, we'll read it. We're aligning with the type of shows that we're doing or the topics of the shows that we're doing. And we'll fit it in to where we can keep it real with your situation. Now, for the most part, I'm going to come directly at you. I'm going to be respectful, though, you know, because I do respect all of my listeners, right? I respect you, right? But I'm going to come right at you so you understand where we're coming from. So for the most part, we're about to jump into a break real quick. It's time to pay some bills because that's what we do. Shout out to all of the listeners out there. I see y'all on Facebook hitting me up. Keep hitting me up, you know. It's about to go down. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. And remember, Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Block that off. If you're still at work, if you're busy with the kids because it's school, if you whatever you're doing, remember, you can always click on that link at any time and listen. Anytime you wanted to click on it, it records. So you can listen to this show. So tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend if they missed it, that that's what they can do. We'll be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am the one and only Kenny Talk. Dollhouse. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my.
feeling my, feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my. I'm
with some hood girls looking back at it, and a good girl in my tax bracket. Got a black card and less sex habit. These Chanel bags is a bad habit. I do balls, Dale Mavericks, my Maybach, Black Maddie. Never left, but I'm back at it, and I'm feeling myself, Jack Rabbit. Feeling myself, back off, cause I'm feeling myself, Jack off. Maybe think about me when he wax off. Wax on? National anthem, hats off. Then I curve that like a bad horse. Let me get a number two with some Mac sauce, or on a run tour with my mask off.
I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my. Change the game when that digital drops. Know where you was when that digital popped. I shot the world. Male or female, it make no difference. I shot the world. World stop. Carry on.
Kissy on feet. Pussy on feet. Pretty gang, always keep them on beat. Riding, riding through Texas. Feed them for his breakfast. Every time I whip it, I be talking so reckless. He said, damn, Nicki is tight. I said, yeah, Nicki, you right. He said, damn, babe, you so little, but you be really taking that. I said, yes, daddy, I do. Give me like NYU. I said, teach me, Nicki, teach me. All this learning here is by you.
I'm whipping that work. Keep digging that work. I got it. 36 of that real, pancake full of that bounce, baby. Come get you some of that bounce, baby. I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself.
Cooking up that bass, looking like a kilo. He just wanna spice, digging up my ego.
Ego, 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 ego,
talking about that hot grade. This ain't got punchlines or flow. I have both in an empire also. Keep getting gifts from Santa Claus at the North Pole. Today I'm icy, but I'm praying for some more snow. Let that know.
He in love with that
cook. Why don't ever be learning. You isn't never get what I be earning. I'm still getting plaques for my records. That's urban. Ain't gotta rely on top 40. I am a rap legend. Just go ask the kings of rap. Who is the queen and things of that nature? Look at my finger. That is a glacier. Hits like a laser. Whipping on that work. Whipping off that perk, flipping up my skirt, and I be whipping all that work. Taking trips with all them keys, car keys got bees. Singing with the queen bee, and we be whipping all of that D. Cause we dope girls, we
flawless.
We the poster girls for owlers. We run around with them bowlers. Only real niggas on my cowlers. I'm the big kahuna. Go lift them hoops. No, just on this song alone, this is on her fourth flow. You like it, don't you?
The Real Relationship Talk Show is here, everybody. The Real Relationship Talk Show is here. And we are having a blast tonight. What do y'all think? What do y'all think about the information? You know, what do you think about the solutions? I want to hear from y'all real quick. We're going to jump right into the keeping it real part of the show in just a second. But, you know, I get a lot of people that come up to me on out and about, and they tell me they've listened to the show at one point or another. They tell me, you know, the type of topics that I need to talk about, and, you know, I'm 100% for it, you know. They tell me how much they appreciate, you know, some of the things that I said. I get so many testimonies, you know, where people get a chance to kind of share with me. And you guys can continue to do it anonymously. You can continue to walk up to me when you see me on the street. And you know what? I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you guys. So that'll be a good thing that you can do too. Hit me up on Facebook. You can send it to me like a lot of you guys are already doing. And I'm going to keep doing what I do. I'm going to keep on bringing it to y'all, right? Let me know what you think about it. It's about that time. for the Keeping It Real letter, right? Shout out to, I want to give a shout out to my man Keeping It Real, Rod, right? Keep It Real said he going to be back. He said he going to be back real soon, y'all. But check it out. Here we go. The Keeping It Real letter goes as follows. It comes from a young lady. This young lady is from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. What's up, Tuscaloosa? Tuscaloosa wanted to let me know. She says, she can he talk, keep it real with my situation. She says that she's actually just breaking up with the guy that actually started off one way, but he turned out to be something totally different. We've heard that before, right? Tuscaloosa says, she says, it was all about having a family. It was all about meeting a God-fearing woman. It was all about slowing down from his fast lifestyle. It was all about trying to just settle down and be an all-around good person. It was about finding him a wife, focusing on his career, and living out his days as a happy man. However, after about a couple of years of being together, I've identified that all of the things that he said that he was about, he was not. We do have a child together. He does treat his child well. However, he is not ready to settle down. He's still on the go. He's doing all of the things that he said that he was tired of doing at the moment that we met. I'm at the point where I don't understand why guys start this way only to turn around and mean something else, is what she said. Can you keep it real with my situation? I can. That's why it's called the Keep It Real letter. Shout out to Tuscaloosa, Alabama for writing in. Thank you, you know. Well, all right. If you guys want to respond to that too, 646-595-4038, or if you want to just hit me up on Facebook as far as what are your thoughts on what Tuscaloosa is saying. But I'm going to go and jump in. Tuscaloosa, and just understand this. You have to always ask yourself, were there any things that you gave up front to make him feel like him telling you those things gave him a good shot at getting with you? That's number one. If you told him the type of man that you were looking for, if you told him the type of woman that you were, if he really wanted to get with you, I mean, just out of really wanting to get with you, he's going to tell you exactly. He's going to tell you a lot of the stuff. He's going to connect his lifestyle to a lot of the stuff that you say that you expect. That's natural. Because he's not going to say, well, if you want all that, bye. Nope. Especially if you're hot and he wants to try to get with you. He's going to say, well, man, maybe I need to flex a little bit. I need to just say, well, you know what? This is how I am in order to get to where I want to get. Now, don't get me wrong. Here's another perspective, Tuscaloosa. He probably was looking for all those things, right? But after over time of being with you, you just turn out to not be it. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean this in the most respectful way, the most respectful, unemotional, unbiased way, right? That's not to take anything away from the woman that you are, Tuscaloosa. That's not to say that you lack anything. I'm just saying for that person, you know, maybe you turned out to not be what he wanted, right? I heard you say that you guys have a child. So if you have a child, believe me, that's another variable that makes a man sometimes thinks twice about walking away, right? So he'll stay put. He'll do what he need to do for his child, and he'll do what he have to do for the foundation that he's building around that child. So therefore, he'll do what he got to do for happiness from you. He want you to be happy. So that could be another perspective that I want, that you might need to look at it from. Now, Tuscaloosa, he has every right to feel that way if you're not the one. But he don't have a right to string you along. Right? He don't. I need you to understand that, Tuscaloosa. He don't have that right. And I'm not condoning, I'm not overlooking that at all. He's wrong for that if that's what he did. But for the most part, we got to stop looking at it from an emotional perspective. Okay? If his actions doesn't show that, guess what? He really enjoyed being around you. He with you. He riding hard with you. He's taking steps towards the things that he said. Then you know what? Great. If not, then just understand that there is a missing point. There is a missing variable. There's an elephant in the room that's not being discussed. And as adults, we can't be afraid to discuss that, Tuscaloosa. Tuscaloosa, you got to be open to what the skin that you had in the game. And you got to be open to the point that, well, maybe he just was a liar. And if he was a liar, just say, okay, whatever. If he was a liar, don't hold him accountable, right? Only. Don't hold him accountable only, Tuscaloosa. You want to hold yourself as well because you made the choice. You have to hold your judgment accountable because that was the judgment you made to get with this guy. You did that. He didn't do it. So for the most part, let's take it from there. So if you guys want to, so for the most part, like I say, I'm really not going to give any advice. I'm just going to give you different perspectives to look at it to where you can drop the emotional bag that you're carrying. You can drop the frustration, the bitterness, you know, the fact that you had the wool pulled over your eyes, or the fact that you just not the flavor he savor. He wants to move on to someone else. You got to say to yourself, I got to put this emotional baggage down because if I don't, I'm never going to be able to move on. I'm never going to be able to move on. All right. So we'll be back faster than you can say cat in hat. I'm going to take another real quick music break and we're going to wrap this thing all the way up because I got one more strong point that I want to make, one more strong point that I need to make. And then we're going to jump into the final thought, everybody. So shout out to everybody. Shout out to Tuscaloosa. Tuscaloosa kept it real with us, right? She did. Dollhouse Radio. On Twitter, @Dollhouse_Radio.
Everything I do, be that was so. Let that money.
Yeah. We back, ladies and gentlemen. We back. We back from our break. We back from our break, right? Okay. One more valuable point that we got to make when it comes to the person that you have become. So that's the topic of this show. The person that you have now become. For the most part, sometimes it's the person that you always, that they always were. And the point that I'm going to make is that, ladies, you know how when you meet a certain person and you see their potential. You see them far, far away from where they are right now in some wonderland where rabbits talk, you know, the birds chirp every morning and sing beautiful songs. The sun always shines. People skip to work. You see, we see people in that land of potential. And we push them towards it. Because we know when that person gets to that particular point, or when they reach their that potential, they're going to be the person that you want. The closer that they start to drift towards that when you push, man, they can see it in your eyes. They can see it in your smile. They can see it in your face. You're just so excited about it. And you know what it does? It makes them continue to move in that direction. No matter what changes they have to make, what they have to stop doing, what they have to start doing, they move in that direction to get that great response from you. Now, after you get that great, after you're in the land of ecstasy, you give it what we like to call time. If that person, if their actions or lack thereof is outside of their comfort zone that they're either implementing or not implementing to bring you to this land of ecstasy, then this little thing we call time, you give it that, they're going to slowly revert back to who they really are. Now, a lot of times, ladies, when you guys say a man flip-flopped on you, that's what you're speaking about. You're speaking about, you're not looking at the expectations that you set, the pushing that you do, the complaining, the talking. Let's talk. We need to talk. I think this about you. I think that about you. I think you need to, right? We don't look at all of that. We don't respect the fact that a person made these changes to make you happy. We only respect it when they make the change. When they revert back to who they really are because that change is really not them. And we forget about everything that that person has done to make us happy. We got to stop doing that. We got to identify when a person is making these changes. And we got to identify if it's something that's outside of their comfort zone. We also got to be unafraid of saying that's outside of my comfort zone. You know? I need you to understand, if you got me doing X and Y, but I'm really not into X and Y. I realize that you're having such a great time with me, and this is the best relationship you ever been in because I'm doing A, B, and C. But in actuality, I really just don't like being or doing A, B, or C. Now, fellas, I know we are scared to say that because that could mean that we don't get any sex. Or that could mean that, okay, she's finna leave me right now. But we got to be real with ourselves, everybody. I want to say I had a fabulous time tonight. How about y'all? Yeah. It's about time for the final thought. So what is the final thought? It's a little bit of spoken word that I put together to kind of sum up the show itself, man. I love it. Do you love it? Do you love it? I do. The final thought goes as follows. We all have things that we don't present up front when we first meet people that want to get to know us. The problem is when it's a person that you are attracted to and really like, we want to believe that they are the person they're showing us. Now, we have to consider that so many people say so many things, but what you experience have a major impact on how we act. Now, in relationships, being exposed to hurt, happiness, frustration, and confusion, you become who you are, and there's no changing you back. If you want to understand why people we are involved with suddenly change, you can't talk, argue, or fight to make them honor their commitment. You have to analyze the environment of your relationship and what has happened, and first identify the reason they are inconsistent. Now, the situations that we go through in love can only impact us if we allow it. You have to think about how your lover may feel about it. You can unconsciously make being with you a more difficult place to be in relationships, and I'd even realize that you push them farther out. So for the most part, you could make a person change the way you act. Some women argue and nag so much that the guy turns bitter towards her, frustrated towards her, happy to not be around her. We have to understand this. Well, at first you used to love me and love rubbing my feet and rubbing my back and hanging around me. Now you don't even come home from work. You know, we hear these kind of things all the time, but we got to make sure that we understand that the person that you have become may have been who you already were, or is heavily influenced on the environment that's set by the person that you're with, or you, if you are the other person. So salute. I had so much fun tonight. I want to give a big shout out to everybody that listened. Big shout out to Tuscaloosa for writing in. All of my friends that listened, it's the Real Relationship Talk Show every Wednesday, right? We going in. Salute to Tuscaloosa. Salute to all the listeners. Salute to all the fellas out there. I know I went in at y'all a little hard. Salute to everybody. Happy weekend to you. Be safe. Don't go for a wooden nickel. And for all the ladies out there, kiss that lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. And I'll see y'all later.